Listening Library presents Rune Marks by Joanne Harris, read for you by Sheila Birmingham. Book 1. World Above. There was a seer who foretold the end of all things. Never trust an oracle. Locabrenna 9:1. Chapter 1. 7 o'clock on a Monday morning, 500 years after the end of the world, and goblins had been at the cellar again. Mrs. Scattergood, the landlady at the Seven Sleepers Inn, swore it was rats. But Maddie Smith knew better. Only goblins could have burrowed into the brick-lined floor, and besides, as far as she knew, rats didn't drink ale. But she also knew that in the village of Mulberry, as in the whole of the Strand Valley, certain things were never discussed, and that included anything curious, uncanny, or unnatural in any way. To be imaginative was considered almost as bad as giving oneself airs, and even dreams were hated and feared, for it was through dreams, or so the good book said, that the seer folk had crossed over from chaos, and it was in dream that the power of the fairy remained, awaiting its chance to re-enter the world. And so the folk of Mulberry made every effort never to dream. They slept on boards instead of mattresses, avoided heavy evening meals, and as for telling bedtime tales...